Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Fucking yuck. Oof. She's bitching about the food at Chuck E. Cheese. That's like going to a whorehouse and complaining about the decor. You can find me on Etsy. I'd rather find you dead in a ditch. Horrific. What the fuck do you need to say that for?
Hashtag ish.
I'm your classic girl next door. If she lived next door to me, I'd fucking move. Teamwork makes the dream work. No, it doesn't. It takes exactly 1 second to get out of your mouth. You're not saving any time. You're not in a rush. Motherfucker. Bro, you good? Ugh. I don't like it. At all. Welcome to Jim Florentine, Everybody is Awful podcast on Barstool Sports. November 18th, I'll be in West Palm Beach, Florida. November 27th, I'll be in Albany, New York. All dates are up on my website, jimflorentine.com. Florentine at barstoolsports.com is the email to send any shit you see that might be good for the podcast. Please send it my way. It always helps. Now, here's some shit that didn't happen. You know, now that the vaccines are out for the kids, the 5 to 11-year-old kids and the teenagers and all that shit, it's time for the parents to come back out and say what wonderful people they are for getting their kids vaccinated, because they already went through it. They already got their fucking two doses, so they already got that little rush going, hey, I'm vaccinated. Look, I took my picture. I got my sticker on my mask, all that shit. You know, maybe they're not... They can't get the booster shot yet, so they can't brag about that they're doing their American duty. So now it's the kids' turn. So, oh, perfect. So now I can say what a fucking amazing person I am now through my kids, because now they're vaccinated. It's only because of me, because I'm a very responsible parent and I care about other people's lives. So I want to let you know that my kid, and let me post it. So this woman writes, as my 10-year-old got his Pfizer vaccine tonight, he was nervous but kept whispering his high-risk best friend's name over and over. And I have zero regrets that my kid was scared and yet did something out of love for another person anyways. So that's what he did. He kept whispering. Let's say his high-risk friend's name is Roger. So when he was getting the shot, he kept going, Roger, this is for Roger, 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 this is for Roger. So don't put him at risk. This is for Roger. He didn't say that. But this is basically letting you know that this mom has got an amazing, caring, understanding, and very... Her son has a lot of empathy for people and is doing for his best friend who's high risk. She wants to let everyone know that this is the way I raised my kid. Besides my kid being amazing because he cares about his 10-year-old friend who's high risk, I'm amazing because I instilled these values into my 10-year-old. We're going to see a lot of this. We're going to see a lot of these lies. Just put your kid out there. Yeah, he got his vaccine. Great, great. You're amazing. Why are you not Time Magazine's Woman of the Year? I don't know. I don't understand. You're just a fucking beautiful person. Thank God you're around. Now, you know, the fathers are doing this shit too. It's not just the moms. And Mike sent this in. He goes, Jim, I keep this dude on block just so I can contribute to your podcast. No kid's excited to go get to the doctor to get pricked by a metal needle. Fact, completely fabricated bullshit story. He goes, my head hurts. This is obnoxious at this point. Just look at me. I'm a hero nonsense. Little puss needed a Band-Aid to show off. Awful. So he takes a picture of his kid. Once again, he's lifted his sleeve up, so he shows the Band-Aid on his arm that he got his vaccine. And this dad is like proud of this kid. He said it was a good day because he could get his shot. He sat down, pulled his sleeve up, and said, I'm ready. Didn't even flinch. The fucking needle doesn't hurt at all. It's this little fucking, it's like someone just snapped your fucking, your arm with a little band, little rubber band. That's it. But you're proud of this kid because you wanted to post this. You know this didn't happen. He's like, look, you got to get the vaccine. Fuck it. He's like, I don't want it. Is it going to hurt? No, no. And then he goes, all right, let me take a picture of you afterwards. Of you, you know, roll your sleeve up to show proof with the Band-Aid on there. There's no blood, okay, from a vaccine shot. You really don't have to put a fucking Band-Aid on. It's not going to get affected. Nothing's happening. So he just wants to say that his son, he's proud of his kid, and the kid said, I'm ready, and didn't even flinch. So in other words, I got a great kid who cares about other people and could take the pain and didn't even flinch. He didn't flinch, but the doctor put a fucking Band-Aid on his little fucking boo-boo. Once again, never happened. But now, look, now the parents, all these parents see that everyone's getting attention by getting the kid shot and taking a picture of the fucking kid. So now that's all you're going to see now. Look how my kid did it. Your kid should too. Protecting my son and everybody else around him. Hashtag I care for people. That's what we're going to be getting now. So just look out for this in the future. You're an amazing human being, and I'm raising an amazing human being only because I'm an amazing human being. If I wasn't an amazing human being, then my kid would be a piece of shit. Dan sent this one in. Another thing didn't happen. I guess it was on LinkedIn. He goes, Jim, I saw this on LinkedIn. I doubt the Uber guy said this. She writes, I'm in an Uber this morning, and the lovely driver just asked me, are you a teacher? You look like a teacher. While I love the compliment, since teachers are amazing, capital letters, I long for the day when a stranger asks me if I'm a CEO and tells me that I look like a CEO. Ugh. Do you long for those days? When were those days before that people thought you were a CEO? I know you long for them. That means it happened before in the past. So when did this happen that you're longing for those days? So you're bragging that you're not a teacher, even though they're amazing, because you don't want to put down teachers. You might have a teacher friend. She might see this. There's nothing wrong with teachers, but I'm a CEO. And why can't a stranger ask me if I'm a CEO instead of a teacher? I long for those days. So in other words, I'm just bragging that I'm not a lowly teacher on a lowly teacher salary that starts off at $30,000 a year. Not me. I work 12 months out of the year, not 9. I don't take the summers off. I'm a CEO. What the fuck does a CEO look like? How's that guy going to know? He didn't say it. The Uber guy didn't say it. But I'm on LinkedIn, and I want to let you know that I'm a CEO. I'm very important. I'm a very important person because I have a really good job. I'm well educated. Yeah? someone that's well-educated wouldn't make up fucking shit and post it on their social media. Someone that's well-educated go, what am I doing? Who am I trying to impress? I'm comfortable in my own skin. I don't need to do this. That's someone that's fucking well-educated. Thinks things out. Go, this is just stupid. Who am I trying to impress? I don't care. I have enough friends. I don't need any more. Why am I trying to impress people that I don't even know or barely know? Everybody that knows me knows what kind of person I am. Why am I trying to impress anybody else? What the fuck do I care? That's what a well-educated person would do. But this CEO wants to let everybody know, hey, I appreciate that you say I look like a teacher, but I long for those. Remember those days when everybody go, are you a CEO? No, you sure? Come on, you look like a CEO. Hey, excuse me, the woman in the fucking business suit, you must be a CEO, right? Right? Yeah, see, I guessed it. Wow, that was, I'm not stalking you. I could tell what a CEO looks like. You look more like a fucking cunt is what you do. Why is a CEO riding around an Uber? CEOs probably make pretty good money. What are you driving around an Uber for? You know? Because you're probably dressed in your outfit, whatever you wear to work, right? Because if you're just dressed in jeans and, you know, you're going out with your girlfriends and stuff, a bunch of your girlfriends in the car, you know, you wouldn't be dressed like a CEO. So why are you taking Uber? You got a DWI? Is that what happened? What, Miss CEO? I'm just curious. Do you take a fucking CEO to, you take an Uber to work? Does a CEO of a company really have to take an Uber to work? All lies. All lies. And then if you don't get something like this, Alan sent this in. Someone trying to be funny. Someone trying to be witty. Someone trying to get attention. Someone trying to get some likes and a lot of comments. Because somebody wrote on Facebook, snow in November happens because people decorate for Christmas prematurely. You know who you are. Stop it. So, if you get snow in November, there's nothing to do with the weather patterns, nothing to do if there's a fucking volcano in wherever, El Nino, or whatever the fuck it is. Nothing to do. This is going to be a cold winter. Whatever they always say, the Farmer's Almanac, whatever they go, yeah, it's going to be a real ice, real cold winter, a lot of snow. It's the complete opposite. They have no fucking clue. The weatherman doesn't know from the day before what the fuck's going to happen. So how are they going to predict the whole winter? Okay, every time, oh my God, this is going to be, this winter is going to be the coldest one. They said that last winter in New Jersey. Coldest one probably in 100 years. Fucking, I didn't put a jacket on till fucking the end of January. So, but this person, you know, the reason you might get some snow, because every once in a while you will get snow in November, it's because that people decorate for Christmas prematurely and please stop it. So I guess the snow knows, like, you know, hey, there's a bunch of people in this town that, you know, been putting Christmas shit up already, so let's let a blizzard go through that town. So if people don't put it up, there'll be no snow? It's because of the Christmas decorations. How does the snow know that there's Christmas decorations? What if they only decorated on the inside of the house? How the fuck does the snow know? If they put Christmas lights outside, then I get it. But if it's just decorated inside, they didn't get the lights up outside, how do they know? It's November now. I haven't seen any Christmas fucking shit anywhere. Anywhere yet. The people put it up. My neighbor said, yeah, we put up Christmas stuff for my little daughter or whatever, because she likes the Christmas stuff. I haven't seen it because they didn't put it outside. I hope there's going to be no snow, because I know they have their Christmas stuff up, but it's inside. But I guess the snow might look through the weather or whatever. Who the fuck know? Oh, Mother Nature. That's right. Mother Nature must look through everyone's window at night. Hey, is that a fucking Christmas tree in the corner there? Is that what that, or is that a plant? Shit, I can't see. Are those lights? What are those lights over there? They look like Christmas lights. Is that a stocking hanging up? Is that what that? I can't. Look at that picture of that guy in a white beard. Is that the grandfather or is that Santa? You know what? Fuck it. Let's unleash a blizzard. You know, this is something that your kid who's like 8 years old would come home from school, go, you know, mom, dad, you know, the reason why it snows early in November before winter starts. Yeah. Why? Because people decorate their Christmas trees. They decorate Christmas prematurely. They do it early, like in mid-November, even before Thanksgiving. And that's why the snow comes. You'd be like, nah, it's not because of that. It just happens. The weather patterns, it happens. Sometimes you get snow in November, you won't get any in February. It's weird. Just that shit, whatever. The weather happens. Whatever it's going to be, it's going to be. No, because my friend told me that that's why it snowed. Well, he's wrong. That's what a grown-up would have to tell a fucking 8-year-old. Yet this fucking grown man is posting this shit on Facebook, thinking people are going to think he's funny, ironic, smart, made somebody's day. Maybe I'll pick up a few more fucking followers if I post some shit like this. And you got nothing out of it. Just a fucking bad joke that petered out into shit. Just nothing. These dumb jokes. Devin sent this one in. Guy wrote on Facebook, another one, trying to be funny. Them. Whose skull is that? Me. Raising it to my lips to take a drink. A guy named Philip. Then the guy asks, what's in it? Me. Vodka and orange juice. And then the other guy says, nothing. And he goes, me. It's a Phillips head screwdriver. I don't even think any current bartender even knows how to make a screwdriver anymore. I haven't heard someone drinking a fucking screwdriver in 25 years. What, I haven't heard anyone drink a gin and tonic either. Okay? A bartender. Yeah, can I get a screwdriver? What the fuck is that? What kind of drink is it? You don't know what a screwdriver is? No, I'm 26. I have no fucking clue. What is it? Oh, it's vodka and orange juice. Oh, okay. Why don't you just say that? I figured every bartender knew what a screwdriver was. They don't. They don't. But that guy's real funny. Someone you really want to hang out with. I'm sure he's going to be really funny at parties. He's going to be really funny. That guy is going to be trying to fucking make jokes constantly. Won't stop. He's always going to be needing to be a center of attention. Whoa, I guess that one wasn't that funny. Come on, you get it? You get, wow. Man, this is a tough crowd. No, it's not. It's really not a tough crowd. It's just because you stink. You fucking stink is the problem. Inspirational quotes is the podcast. Because there's so many of them. So this woman posts on Facebook. When life gives you Mondays, just dip it in bling and keep it moving. # Manic Monday. Ugh. And then underneath, her post is, oh no, it's just another manic Monday. Oh, whoa, I wish it was Sunday. Oh, whoa, because that's my fun day. Ugh. Oh, whoa. No, I don't have a run day. It's just another manic Monday. That fucking horrific Bangles song. I didn't even know that the fucking lyric in there was, because that's my fun day. Oh, whoa. I don't have to run day? What the fuck does that mean? You know, Prince wrote this shitty song. Prince even knew, let me get rid of this fucking shitty song. You know, he's like, I don't want to be tied to this bullshit. Yeah, I came up with this thing in my sleep in 2 seconds. I can't put this out because people respect my music. I put out fucking real, let me give this fucking piece of shit to some other band. I think he was banging one of the chicks in the Bangles at the time. Here, take this piece of shit song. Don't even give me fucking writing credits. Let me be a ghostwriter on it. You still pay me the royalties, but don't put my name on this. I don't want anyone to know that I wrote this fucking hunk of shit song. I wish it was Sunday, because that's my fun day. Is that where that came from, that fucking Sunday fun day bullshit? I don't have a run day. What the fuck is a run day? You know, Prince said, listen, keep it quiet. I don't want to be known that I wrote this. But this woman, in the beginning, before she posted the lyrics to that song, said, when life gives you Mondays, just dip it in bling and keep it moving. And she put three explanation points after keep it moving. Three. So you know this is important. But what does it mean? Okay, life doesn't give you Mondays. They happen once a week. And it's not a surprise. It's always the day after Sunday. Right? Every time. Have we ever skipped any Mondays? You ever woke up from Sunday night, you go to bed Sunday night? Yeah, when I wake up in the morning, it's going to be Tuesday. And how would you dip a Monday in bling? How? You take your calendar out, put jewelry on it. I have a feeling that other people at your job would start worrying about you if you did that. They'd be like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just dipping Monday in my bling. Dip it in bling and keep it moving. Do we really have to keep Monday moving? It's going to last 24 hours, no matter what the fuck you do. It's not a Netflix movie where you can fast forward. We can't keep it moving. How's Monday moving? It's a little slow today. Compared to last Monday, man, it's just dragging. But it's the same time. Doesn't it just tick like every second? One, two, three, four, five. Doesn't it go like that? Why is it going slower? Is the clock going one? Two. Is that what it's doing? Because all the clocks are supposed to work the same way. So I think Monday's moving just like any other fucking day, every other day in the history of days. They're all moving exactly the same. In the status of this woman who posted this, it says she's feeling crazy. She shouldn't be feeling crazy. She should be feeling ashamed for posting this bullshit. Wow, you're really crazy to post something like that. Look, hey, man, you know what? She's lucky she didn't get banned from Facebook for being too crazy. Because when she posts something like the lyrics to Manic Monday and then starts it off with, when life gives you Mondays, just dip it in bling and keep it moving. I mean, she is feeling a little crazy. You know, when life gives you Monday, life gives you Mondays. Every Monday is what life does. Why is your job so horrific that you hate every Monday? What is the problem that you can't stand it? How is this going to make anybody feel better? What if someone's in a really shitty job and they're hungover, they hardly got any sleep over the weekend, and it's Monday morning and they're dreading going to work, they hate their job, they're going to leave soon. They can't, it's the worst job they've ever had in their life, and they can't wait to get out of there. What is this post going to do? How is it going to keep it moving? How is it going to make this person feel better that it's just another manic Monday? I wish it was Sunday. I think those thoughts already went through that guy's mind when he woke up fucking hungover, hardly any sleep, had to get up 7 times during the night to piss because he drank so much. I have a feeling I might have gone, fuck, man. Ugh, I got to deal with this day. Oh, man, if I had another day to just fucking lay around and recuperate, it'd be great. I think he already went through that, his thoughts, when he got up. But, hey, this woman's feeling crazy. I mean, it's just nuts that she would post something like this on Facebook and risk losing her page, getting banned, getting suspended for 30 days. But just look, if you could take anything away from today's podcast, just know, you know, when life gives you Mondays, just dip it in bling and keep it moving. All right? Keep it moving. I'd rather the cancer in my body to keep moving around and around and spreading is what I'd rather do. But thanks for posting the lyrics to Manic Monday by the Bangles. Thanks for that, you know. So now I don't have to go to the supermarket to hear bad 80s songs. I could just read them on fucking Facebook. That's great. Andrew sent this one in. He just wrote garbage, which I love. It says, nothing is impossible. And the word impossible is in red letters. The word itself says, I'm possible in red letters again. And then it, underneath, Audrey Hepburn. So I guess she said that, the old actress, said that nothing is impossible. The word itself says, I'm possible. Audrey Hepburn. Well, I looked it up, and Audrey Hepburn died in 1993, so I guess living forever is actually impossible. The word itself says, I'm possible. No, two words say, I'm possible. Impossible is one word, and it doesn't have a fucking apostrophe, okay? One thing that is impossible is for me to read this dumb quote and not say fucking yuck. Fucking yuck. It's some fucking sign on a wall. I wish someone realized that it's not impossible. Just rip the sign down. Rip it down. But yeah, this is great because if you think about it, it's a terrible lesson to teach kids. If nothing is impossible, they're always going to be worried about a fucking dinosaur eating them or some shit like that. But don't worry. She knows, you know, she knew how to act. She knew how to play pretend. She knew how to learn lines, memorize them. She knew how to cry on cue as an actress. So nothing's impossible. She probably didn't know anything else about life or anything like that, but she was a good actress. So she made it. I don't know why she didn't run for president because nothing's impossible, but she just decided to just stay as an actress, but she wants to let everybody know nothing is impossible. You know, the word itself says, I'm possible. Ugh. Nothing is impossible. I can't suck my own dick. That's impossible. I can't even come close to reaching it. So that's impossible. So even if I say the word itself says I'm possible, it's still not going to happen. So I'm not sure that sign means anything. Mark sent this one in. It's actually on a ceramic plate. It says, I'm a teacher. And as a sketch of a pencil, I'm a teacher. what's your superpower? I don't know. You got a superpower because you're a teacher? I mean, if you think about it, a teacher's only superpower is having a job where you get the whole fucking summer off. That's a superpower. If you want to count that as a superpower, that you got basically 3 months off, okay, then you do have a superpower. Listen, being a teacher is an important job, but if I was stuck in a burning building, I'd rather have Superman, who's not real, to come help me than a fucking history teacher. Imagine actually getting a superpower and its ability is to tell 8-year-olds about fucking fractions. What's your superpower? Yeah, I teach kids the fractions. Look, if all teachers have superpowers, then stop fucking the students. Use your superpower to keep it in your pants. Stop fucking 14-year-olds. Okay? You got a superpower. You think, can you use it to that? Keep it in your pants? Fuck someone your own age? Fuck someone that's legal. Can you do that? My superpower is realizing that people that don't have fucking superpowers, so they really shouldn't own a plate saying they do. Imagine what an ego this woman has. That she's going to hang this in her house. That I'm a teacher. What's your superpower? That I'm fucking so amazing. People are like, yeah, you teach fucking third graders. You're basically like a fucking, you're a babysitter. You're a daycare fucking worker is what you are. Yeah, you teach them a couple little things here and there. You want them to learn, but you basically got to keep the class under control. I don't know what kind of superpower that is. Yeah, you're setting them up for the next grade and you're hoping they get learned and shit like that. But I wouldn't call that a superpower when you could just, you know, hey, A, and then it goes B, and do your ABCs. I mean, I'm sure they probably already know them by third grade, but is that a superpower? Because I think I taught my kid, if I'm not mistaken, I don't have a fucking superpower. I'm just a fucking asshole is what I am. But that's great. You got a superpower. You know, these teachers, they're just wonderful. They, if they're not a CEO, they're a teacher, and they want to be recognized. Paul sends this in. He goes, Jim, seeing this, I thought, well, go then. Nothing is stopping you. There's the same dummy that hates Mondays and thinks coffee is great, Paul in Delaware. So this woman posted, who else wants to shut off their phone, drive to the beach, forget everything, and just listen to the sound of the waves crashing? And she puts on top of her post, I would love to do this. Then fucking do it. What's stopping you? Go drive to the beach. Sit there and listen to the fucking waves crash. How long is that going to last? Oh, but you got to shut your phone off. Are you going to be able to shut your phone off? Who else wants to shut off their phone, drive to the beach, forget everything? And just listen to the sound of the waves crashing. I would love to do this. Ugh. Do you really want to forget everything? Because then you wouldn't remember how to get home. And if you did make it back home, you wouldn't recognize your kids or your spouse. I don't know. This sounds fucking horrible. How long do you think you'd be able to listen to those waves before you start getting bored and turn your phone back on and check your messages? I'd say about 15 minutes. You know, you're going to want to turn your phone on and take a picture of you and your dumb friends at the ocean. You know what? This sounds like a really bad idea. You're telling me you're not going to document you and your dumb friends decided to go listen to the waves crash and forget everything? You know, I don't know how you're going to forget everything. So, you know, maybe one's on the verge of going through a divorce and you're helping her out and you're standing there listening to fucking waves crash. Like, hey, so did you hear from your attorney today? What? Did you hear from your attorney? I know you had an appointment this morning. I was going to ask you, but I figured I'd see you later. What happened with the attorney? What'd they say? You have a good case? What are you talking about? The attorney for your divorce. I really don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean? I don't know. According to Post, we're supposed to forget everything. We're supposed to turn our phones off. I don't know why you have to turn the phone off. You could probably just leave it in the car when you walk to the fucking, you know, when you go walk on the beach and stand out by the water and listen to the waves crash. What if there's no waves? What do you do? Fuck, we got to come back tomorrow. Let's check the tide. Shit. What's so fun about listening to waves crash? Okay, you hear, Oh, yeah, there's another one. Boom. Oh, yeah, this is... I forgot everything. I got no problems anymore. Wait, let me shut my phone off. Can I just leave it in the car? No, no. You need to shut your phone off. And then when you get back in the car, you could turn it back on. Yeah, but I'm not going to use it, so why can't I just keep it on? No. You're supposed to forget everything. Now, okay, if I'm supposed to forget everything, how am I going to remember to put the fucking phone back on? What if I have to put the password in? You said forget everything, so now I'm going to forget the password. So how the fuck do I get in my phone? I don't know how to get to the beach. I took the GPS on the way here on that fucking dumb Waze app, okay? And now I can't get into my phone. I have no clue how to fucking get back because I'm not from this town. And you took me all these back roads. I have no clue. So now what do? I can't even get into my phone. Should I follow you, motherfucker? Is that what I have to do? Was this worth it to stand there for fucking 15 minutes and listen to the waves crash? Isn't this amazing? I could do this all day. Then fucking do it. Then do it. Move to the beach and fucking do it. Just stand there all day. Bring food. Bring three meals. And fucking do it. If you, yeah, I could do this. I can listen to this all day. I could do it. No, you can't. You're not going to listen to whatever the fuck you think you're going to listen to all day. And you're not going to do this all day either. You're not going to stand by the ocean and listen to waves crash. This is amazing. Yeah, forget everything. You got no more problems. This is just wonderful. Your kid's not hooked on heroin anymore because you went down and listened to a few waves. Awesome. You know, what she's really describing here is just really a vacation. You know, millions of people do this every summer. Does she think she just discovered this to go sit at the beach and relax? You know, I hope people really do this. I hope people follow this woman and do it. And then they get back home, they find out that the house burned down. And the neighbor's like, look, I tried to call you, but your phone was off. I hope that happens. Just fucking people living in their fantasy world is what it is. It's all just fantasy shit. Oh my God, if this wasn't a Monday, oh my God, just speed it up, move it along. Oh my God, if I could just go to the beach and shut off my phone and listen to the waves crash, I won't have any more problems. Oh my God, if I could just go fucking trick or treat. Like what last, well, the other podcast, adult trick-or-treating. If I could just find a neighborhood where I can get tacos and margaritas, everything will be great. Oh, it'll be amazing. Oh, is there going to be booze there? As long as I can drink, I'll make my own drinks. I'll put it in a cup. I'll put it in my fucking coffee thing that I bring that keeps my coffee warm. They'll think I'm drinking coffee. Whoa, you tricked us, didn't you? You really fucking tricked us. All right, next one. Megan sent this in. She goes, Jim, I came across this gem on Facebook. I had to read it a few times to wrap my head around just how stupid it is. This woman, of course, posts, "The woman you're becoming will cost you people, relationships, spaces, and material things. Choose her over everything." Ugh. Ugh. What the fuck are you talking about? The woman you're becoming will cost you people, relationships, spaces, and material things. Choose her over everything. I don't know. It sounds like the woman she's becoming is kind of an asshole. You know, she's going to wind up being alone, friendless, homeless. Why the fuck would you want to be this woman? And becoming a woman will cost you spaces? What does that mean? How can it cost you spaces? Did these people even proofread this shit before they posted? And it also says under this whole thing that she posted, you are getting stronger by the day. Yeah. What if an 80-year-old woman is reading this? I don't think she's getting stronger by the day. She's probably a lot fucking weaker than she was when she was 70. Every day I'm getting stronger. Oh, now I had a setback. Yuck. The woman you're becoming will cost you people, relationships, space. How is it going to cost you material things? Like, let's just say you're trying to become a better person. You need to get toxic people out of your life. It's causing you too much. You know, your husband or your boyfriend's bringing you down. You got to get rid of him. There's some people at work. You can't hang out with them anymore because always making you feel guilty and making you feel like shit. Okay, so, all right, you want to get those people out of your life, okay? You just fucking put them to a distance. Say, I'll talk to them once in a while. Just go, hey, how you doing? And that's it. I won't hang out with them anymore. How is it going to cost you material things? How? Is it because you know, your boyfriend's got a lot of money and he buy you shit, but he is also controlling and he fucking just tortures you mentally? But he bought you a fucking Lexus. So is that what you're talking about? It's going to cost you material things. Like, did that Lexus probably didn't make you happy? I don't know. But let's just say it's not even that. Let's just say, look, man, I got to fucking get rid of this dead weight. These people, they just bring me down. We go out. They just bitch and moan and put me in a bad mood. How is that going to cost you material things? Like, let's say you got a Louis Vuitton bag from your mom for Christmas one year. She saved up for fucking 2 years because she knew you wanted that. And you'll never get rid of that bag. And you've been using it for 5 years now. Do you have to get rid of that? Because you're becoming a different woman. So do you have to throw the fucking Louis Vuitton bag out? Because that's a material thing, right? You want to show off, hey, I got fucking money. Look at me. I fucking walk around with top of the line shit. You know? I don't know how that's going to work. But just choose her over everything. Okay, the woman you're becoming is going to cost you a lot. It's going to cost you a lot. This is, if you think about it, this is like the opposite of a motivational fucking quote. It's basically saying, keep doing what you're doing, and everybody in your life will think you're a cunt.